So speaking of technology, in this tech-heavy world, how much privacy do you think you have? Over the past 5 to 10 years, the amount of information available about us has dramatically increased. Social media networks, private companies, and government agencies have more and more access to data about us, which allows them to work out very detailed things about our private lives. So this week on PM, we are taking a detailed look at how much data or how much of our data is available and what that allows people to know about us. Flint Duxfield has compiled this special series. We're calling it Privacy Unravelled, and Flint is here. Hi, Flint. What is the rationale for this project?
Well, Linda, as you say, I guess the amount of data about us that's now available is so much greater than it was a decade ago. There's now a plethora of private companies, government bodies, social media platforms that we're either giving information to or that are monitoring us via our data in ways we're often unaware of. And there's some extremely private information that can be worked out about us and shared or sold by different parties. So we thought it'd be good to take a bit of a big picture look at who these groups are, what they know, and what some of the issues are with them having all this information.
So are there particular themes that you've established in the next coming days?
There are. It's obviously a mammoth task, but we'll be looking at some of the ways the data is collected and bought and sold, be that by private companies or massive secretive firms called data brokers. I was actually able to buy the personal data on thousands of Australians from a company in the US. So tomorrow I'll explain how that works.
Wow.
And we'll also look at the new data that it's available to government agencies, the new powers the government has to access our metadata and encrypted messages, the problems that that can create when also computer algorithms are used rather than humans to process that kind of data. And finally, I'll also be looking at where this kind of surveillance is heading with the things like the Internet of Things and smart cities, obviously occurring a lot in places like China, but also more and more in Australia, which basically embed all types of sensors and facial recognition cameras into our homes and cities and potentially even into our bodies, which allows a lot of these groups to know a lot about us. So those are going to come up later in this week, but we're going to kick off the series today with, I guess, what we call the two behemoths of the data world, Facebook and Google. Now, most people almost certainly use them or one of their subsidiaries like Instagram, YouTube or Gmail just about every day. And this information that they can get from that has allowed these two companies to really dominate the digital advertising market and also to know an incredible amount about us.